We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake that ass up
in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Sherri Shepherd, welcome.
Hey, y'all.
I'm assuming you passed the COVID test to get in here.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. How you start on your premiere week and get COVID. This is the worst. Yes, I am COVID free. Yeah. I am fine. I had no symptoms. You know what the worst thing about COVID is?
What?
When you got to call people and tell them you got COVID. I had to call all of, I guess, John Batiste.
Mm-hmm.
He was headed to France to perform, and he was so amazing. Because you got to do, hey, girl, hey, mm-hmm. hey, dude, hey, I got something to tell you. It's like you're about to tell somebody you got an STD.
Damn.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Sherri, I just love you. We all right. And he was great. I called Michelle Buteau. She was fine. I called Julie Chen. She was good. That damn Leslie Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I called Leslie Jones. I said, hey, girl, hey, I got something to tell you. She was like, girl, I love our sisterhood. I love you, girl. Thank you for mm-hmm. having me on the show. The show about to go to number one. I said, I got COVID. She went, bitch, you got COVID.
I got shows this weekend.
When I tell you, Leslie Jones, oh, my God, all that friendship. You lose friendships over COVID. Leslie was like, wait a minute, bitch, did you hug me? Did you kiss me? What you do when you came in my dressing room? And I was like, calm down,
yeah.
Okay? And she was like, you know what? I don't appreciate the fact that you had COVID. You ain't tell me you had COVID. Like, you done had no mask on or nothing when you came in me. And I said, first of all, I didn't know that I had COVID. Now we screaming
at each other.
I didn't know that I had COVID, Leslie. I didn't have any symptoms. I would not have been on the air with you with COVID.
That's right.
I said, I don't play. And plus, you freaking 9 feet. And I said, if I gave you COVID, you got it in your titties.
Because
first of all, you know how tall you are next to me? That's where you got COVID, in your titties. This girl, every day, she was like, yeah, I tested negative. Bitch, I'm negative today. And she's like, I'm going on tour. And I was like, I'm glad you're negative. Let me know. Every day, Leslie.
Damn.
I'm not sure. Leslie, and I said, y'all put up a picture of Leslie Jones at the studio. She not allowed in because she want to fight. Leslie going to fight me. And I'm sick. I got COVID.
Y'all ain't reconciled that yet?
I told Leslie, I said, Leslie, everybody on the show negative. We're good. I think you're good. Nobody got it. And I left her a note and I said, just let me know how the book did. Leslie ain't answered me back yet. Now I gotta find this girl. And I said to Linnell, now I don't know if I should send flowers because then it's gonna look like I'm giving in. Right. Or if I should be like, you know, bitch, that's good. Your book didn't did well. I'm like, I don't know how to, because I never had to tell.
Oh, this was the week of her book release.
This was the week of the book release.
Oh, you did that on purpose.
No, I didn't.
Leslie, I think she did it on purpose, Leslie.
And I'm gonna tell people, and that's what I'm gonna tell Leslie. If you look back at your, nobody on my set got COVID except me. There's nobody, and that was great. If you look at the show, me and Leslie, and Leslie was like, girl, we is amazing, and you work. And I said, Leslie gave me COVID. I said, no, she didn't give me COVID.
You should have sent her a COVID
but
test.
That's when I looked.
You should have sent her a COVID test instead of flowers.
Should have sent her a thing. I'm going to send a blinged out COVID test. That's what it looked, blinged out COVID. But when we was looking, I said, look how tall Leslie is. There is no possible way I could give Leslie COVID because she way tall. Like, my breath is hitting her boobs. So...
Damn.
Either Leslie will sue me in court, or we gonna be hanging out.
Don't say that now. Don't give her no idea. Not saying she would, but you never know.
I'm playing C.
That's right.
Now, how did you know you had COVID? Do you test every day on the show, or was it you got sick or stomach ache?
My voice was real hoarse, mm-hmm. and I was tired. And it was only like somebody had visited the set and they came down with COVID. So that, you know, when somebody around you say they mm-hmm. got COVID, you start having all the symptoms.
All the
you're
symptoms,
like,
yeah.
what? Yeah. You know, and you feel like you sniffling more, you feel tired. So I was supposed to go to dinner with a bunch of people. And I said, let me just, because I keep coughing, let me take this COVID test. And it came back negative. And I said, well, let me take it again, because you don't believe. And then it came back positive. Then I realized I was using a box from 2021.
Oh, boy.
Lord have
mercy. I had to send my son to the deli. I said, get a chopped cheese sandwich for mama and a COVID box. And so I took it again. They both came out positive. Mm-hmm. And then I said, let me just go.
The sandwich and
No. Well, I was positive that chopped cheese was good.
Okay.
The COVID test came out positive. So I walked to the urgent care and I took it. And then this is how common COVID is. The doctor who told me that I was positive, he didn't even have a mask on. He was like, yeah, you got it. And I go, you don't want to put a mask on? He was like, no, because everybody going to get it. It's like the flu.
It's like the flu, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then when I started talking to other people, celebrities, they would say, do you know who gave it to me? This other celebrity. And I'm like, okay, so these celebrities just mm-hmm. passing it around. And so it's a pandemic. You going to get it. That's it's right. like the flu.
Was it your first time getting COVID?
No, the first time I got it was when I filled in for Wendy. They had a Christmas party. Damn. They decided to have a Christmas party. I got that damn COVID. Somebody gave me COVID at the Christmas party.
So Wendy gave it to you?
No, because Wendy wasn't there. I was filling in
like
for
that
her.
Wendy gave it to you.
I like that story better.
You don't be starting no rumors. Do not do that to me. Because then I'm going to get in trouble. Then Wendy, you need to say, Wendy gave you COVID. No, she did not. But I said, everybody was fine. And then my throat started burning.
Damn.
Then I had COVID. Then when we officially ended the show, when I knew I was going to have my own show, mm-hmm. I got COVID. So both times they had to put me in a hotel. I quarantined here in New York. And then this is the third time.
Jeez.
No symptoms. Wow. Like this is a COVID that you have no symptom, no runny nose, mm-hmm. nothing. I coughed maybe twice, but I had to stay. I didn't want to, Keke Palmer was coming mm-hmm. and I didn't want to take the chance. I didn't want nobody. That's a horrible thing when somebody calls you and goes, you know what? Now I got COVID.
That's right.
And I think mm-hmm. it was you.
That's right.
So I said, I don't want anybody to get it. So I stayed home until I had five tests and they were all negative.
Well, congrats on the new season.
Yes, congrats on season two.
And all that to say, congrats on
season two.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be more than season two, right?
No, this is season two. We
really?
Just started. It is season two.
I feel like you've been on for like 3-4 years.
Oh, that's
now.
A good thing. Well, I don't
remember she guest hosted for a while.
I guess
she got her own season.
Yeah. Okay.
And every time she came up here. So.
Okay. And I was always coming up here. That's okay. right. So it is season two. And we back. And I got my breast reduction. And came back and told everybody. And so I'm happier. Mm-hmm. And
what led
good.
To that decision? What made you want to get a breast reduction? Back was hurting?
My back was hurting. Mm-hmm. I was slouching all the time because they were heavy. Mm-hmm. I started getting the grooves in my shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, and then it wasn't like for me, and I know women probably would get on me. My boobs were like my calling card when I was coming up in the game. Like I had hecklers who would talk about my boobs, and I learned to deal with hecklers on stage. And it was like, when I walked in, they was pretty. They was like, I had porno girl boobs. And it was up under my chin. So when I walked in the room, I didn't have hips. Usually girls with big boobs are narrow at the bottom. We don't have a butt. We don't have hips. We got these boobs. And they were everything. Then all of a sudden, I looked up one day, and I was like, I look like my Auntie Ernestine who go to church. Like, they came churchless. They was they was flat full, you know? And it was like, flat full. And I was just like, I don't like this. They became like, people wanted to hug me because they just felt good. You know, they felt comforted. Yeah. People wanted to like put their head on my chest. And I said, Marco wanted to like put his head on my chest and cry. Like, I don't like my boobs like that. They became the comforter as opposed to, I used to walk in a room and men would be like, damn. Now they looked at me, they was like, oh, hey, auntie. And I was like, oh, okay, what changed here? So I was like, they were my best friends. And I went, it's time to let go, because I don't like the pain. I don't like the grooves in my. I tore muscles in my rotator cuff because of my boobs.
Because of your boobs?
Because of my boobs. So heavy. Mm-hmm. And just to let people know, and insurance still wouldn't pay for it. They still said it was a vanity thing and cosmetic. So I paid for it. I don't want nobody to think, oh, she getting a discount. I paid for it, and I'm now fighting the insurance company to get reimbursed for at least some of it.
Now, does the doctor measure it to know how much to take out? Like, how does that process work?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it a size thing? Like,
When I tell you, I talk to so many people, they take out a bunch of Crayola markers, and they start drawing on your body. Because at the same time, they were like, it was just little pockets of fat, and the doctor said, do you want us to take off your back fat? And I said, I don't have any fat on my back. You don't realize how much fat on your back you have until they have all them marker drawings on your back.
The doctor says, you want me to unbig your back? Okay. That's basically what she said. That's basically what the doctor said.
That's basically what she said. Damn. But it was like, you know, it's from gaining weight and losing weight and gaining weight. I just had loose skin. And so, they draw on you, like, literally coloring in within the circles. You have more drawings. And I sent pictures of them to everybody. Garcelle Bouvet was like, you got to let me know before you're going to send me pictures of just your boobs. Niecy Nash was like, this is too much. I'm tired of this. I'm really tired of you sending me these. But they're so pretty. I was like, oh my gosh, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I need you to see them. And so I just kept sending pictures. Mm-hmm. And Niecy said, can you at least blur out your face? And I said, no, I need people to know these are mine. They look so good. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy because I don't have that heaviness.
Oh, you sent them the new pictures.
I sent them the old ones.
Oh, okay.
And because I was like, look, damn. Look how, you don't really look at your boobs because they're always in a bra. But when they're sitting there and they sitting on your knees, I was like, golly, these suckers is huge.
You know, these people got kids. So their kids could have a phone. They could be playing on their mama phone. And then all of a sudden, bam, Chevy been naked.
It's going to either traumatize them or they're going to be like, wow, I got a good fetish. I don't know which one it's going to be.
I'm tripping off the fact that you said you can look at your boobs and Envy goes, yeah. How do you know?
No, she's saying you look at, you know what? Never
mind. How do you know?
She's telling me her story.
You have
I'm
no agree. Idea what having boobs is like.
And I want to ask, how long did you have to sit out for? How long were you down
now,
for?
Now, here's the thing. If you get a breast reduction when you're in your 20s, your 30s, 2 weeks, you back to normal. I was out for 12 weeks. Okay, at my age, it was like, my body was like, hey, bitch, you did this late in life. This wasn't even supposed to be happening now. So it was 12 weeks. I didn't do anything over. I was supposed to go out of the country. I didn't do anything over the summer but sit and watch Netflix the whole time. I did manage to go out and strike, but I couldn't, when I went on the strike, I couldn't carry my sign because I was with Viola Davis and Niecy. And I was like, the sign is too heavy. I can't. Mm-hmm. And I had all my compression garments on, but I was like, I got to strike because I'm an actor. And then, but Viola was complaining. She was like, how long we got walked? We walking this. Oh my God. And I said, you was the warrior woman. What in the world? Because where we were striking was at Disney. And to walk around the whole of Disney is a whole mile. Mm. And so we were doing it like 3 and 4 times. Viola was like, how many times are we going to walk around this? Because if you go to Netflix, it's just back and forth in front of the parking lot.
Right.
Back and forth. But Disney, we was at, you know, we had everybody, all of the black writers and the actors. And it was like, we was like, okay, we felt like slaves just going around and around and around.
How many times y'all do it?
I think we did it like 3 times. We did like 3 miles.
How long is that?
That 3 miles.
Three miles.
I'm saying how long, I'm talking about how, oh, what time-wise.
Well, you know, if you're in your 20s, 3 miles will take you 10 minutes. But when you are age and you tired still from the warrior woman, it took us like an hour. We talking. We ain't nobody seen each other in a long time. Aisha Hines was there. And we just talking. And so we was walking to all the white people. Like, can y'all strike with a purpose? Mm-hmm. Come on. They going all around us. And we're like, hey, come on. We talking. We having a good time. Because when black people, you know, we see each other, we hollering and screaming, acting like we ain't got no sense. Mm-hmm. And so it took us a while.
Y'all could have just did it once and put it on Instagram.
No, but we really were down for the cause. Okay. It's just our calls took a long time,
gotcha,
as we were going around.
Now, you got flack at first for bringing the show back right away. People were mad at first.
People were upset with me, but nobody picketed my show because I wasn't doing anything wrong. The reason why is because talk shows, reality shows, dance shows, competition shows, we're all under a different contract. We're not under a SAG-AFTRA contract. And so if you had any WGA writers, then you were a struck show. You could not go on. I don't have WGA writers. You know, the WGA is in my head. Mm-hmm. I write all of my own stuff. Mm-hmm. And then somebody will say, well, that joke is not funny. Or maybe if you say something like this. So I never had any writers on my show. So we were able to keep going.
Gotcha.
And I sure had a meeting with everybody on my crew and staff and said, we are blessed because we are allowed to keep going. We all have a job. So it's not rocket science. We are here to make people laugh and forget about their problems. Mm-hmm. So before anybody starts complaining, let's remember we have a job because there's a lot of people. And otherwise, I'd be on Instagram crying like the other people, crying and understand why I'm doing this and no. So we're very blessed.
And you're a comedian, so you can go on that road and make money too.
That's right. You know what? All my friends who are comedy, let me tell you, Kim Whitley is on the road. Like she got Joshua in a suitcase. Her son, she is on the road. She going to Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. She going here. And I said, girl, why you keep going on the road? She said, because I'm not working. She's an actress.
Right.
So what she does is stand-up comedy. So, yes, all my friends who are stand-ups, Chris Spencer, they get back on that road.
Do you ever worry about the new generation only knowing you as a daytime host over being a stand-up comic?
The new generation, no, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'm okay because they all now calling me auntie. I think the new generation.
Even after the breast reduction?
Even after the breast reduction. Mm-hmm. I don't mind auntie, though. Auntie is... to me, it's a sign of respect because you could be calling me something else.
Absolutely.
So I feel like the young ones now, when they say, oh, my God, you're a legend, you inspire me. Even Jess, I texted her and I said,
Jess Hilarious.
I say, you do things at a level. You make it look easy, which means you're working hard. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. And she goes, you know what I mean? So much coming from a legend like you. And I was like, hey, bitch, I ain't dead. I'm not dead.
You should get your flowers while you're here.
But I appreciate what Jess Hilarious said because it's like she said that means a lot coming from you because you're a legend, which means you look up to me. And so this generation, I'm like I like that. I inspire you. And plus, no matter what, you always will see Beauty Shop is gonna come on. My movie Beauty Shop is gonna come on somewhere. Jamie Foxx is playing the Jamie Foxx show is playing in so many countries. Mm-hmm. So excuse me, that's gonna come up. So people see me in different things.
I'm glad you brought up Jess though, because I think about like you as a daytime host, or you think of like a DL Hughley or a Steve Harvey doing radio every day. It's something about having that platform every day that elevates everything, right?
Wait, say that again.
Like, you do daytime TV. You did that with The View, and you do it now, like with your own show. But then DL has his own radio show. Steve has his own radio show. It's something about being on a platform every day that elevates you as a comic, too, right?
Yes, it does. Okay.
God damn, COVID is back. This is a damn lie.
Did y'all check him?
What is going on?
What is happening?
Oh, have mercy. Get her some water. I know a COVID cough when I hear one.
Well, you know
that
a COVID cough? That does sound like a COVID
cough.
That
is not a COVID cough.
Sound kind of COVID cough.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm good.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I'm good. Look, Leslie Jones is texting me now. See, bitch? That really went down the wrong throat. See, this is the problem when you have had COVID.
The wrong throat?
How many throats you got?
How many throats you got?
I don't know.
You got a breast reduction in the throat addition?
Oh, my God. This is the problem when you had COVID. You can't even have a good cough.
Nope.
You know, it's one of them coughs like you somewhere when you can't cough and then you start, your shoulders start moving.
Charlamagne,
I really didn't understand what you were saying. All I saw was your mouth move because I'm like, I can't cough because they're going to think it's COVID. But my shoulders is moving and I can't hold it. Oh my God, Jesus, help me. I got it.
Should've and
I
had to do it.
I'm sorry.
Saying, when you have a daily platform, it elevates you as a comic.
You do because you have a platform to go on every day. That's the that's what I love about having a talk show, because I'm able to bring people on, like my Laugh Lounge we have. And so I'm able to bring comics on that I know are brilliant that wouldn't be able to go on a talk show. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I got that platform. I got that platform to bring on a chef that maybe needs some shine. You know, I got the platform to bring on artists like New Edition and give them the entire show to show, you know, to show people.
You're holding that coffee.
No, it's not my. When y'all see my.
My eyes was watering.
My eyes are still watering. And normally I got all of the breasts to like diffuse it, but I don't have my breasts to like hold it back. I think that's why I'm missing. Oh my gosh. It's going past it. But no, it's so nice to have a show where I do have the platform and I do come into people's homes and I'm able to say, Tracy Spencer and Shanice came on the show, and that was one of our highest rated shows. Wow. So, because people wanted to see them. So yeah, DL has his platform for politics. I have my platform to make people laugh and just feel good.
And I feel like it gives you more material when you do hit the stage.
I have so much material. Yeah. I wish I could do the behind the scenes. That's the material I can't do until I'm like 90 and I write my book. But it gives me a lot of material. Well, absolutely.
Feel free to text Jess and tell her that. Just be like, feel free to text her and tell her that.
Text her and tell her that. Yeah. The behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
To hold it till she 90 or. I love me
just
some
Jess. Know having a daily platform is a good thing.
No, we love Jess.
Oh, we trying to get Jess on?
I'm just saying. I
love Jess.
We love Jess.
Jess is like Jess with the mess. I love her.
She checks us. She checked me this morning. She checked us this morning from L.A.
That's that Baltimore. Mm-hmm. That's that Baltimore and Jess. I love Jess. We had Country Wayne on the show. And I swear to gosh, I wanted to go, so what happened with you and Jess? But I'm the kind of show, we're not going to get no mess. I want you to have a good time. But I really was like, what happened with you and Jess? Country Wayne. Tell me. But
you still got Country Wayne in trouble? A little bit. Just a little bit of backlash on social media.
He got all of them. Oh, because he paid 200,000 a month.
10 kids, 5 baby mamas.
I didn't realize, because I couldn't believe. I was like, how much you pay? I know how much I got to pay. How much you pay all these kids? So when he said 200, I just was, I was like, oh my God. I didn't mean to get him in trouble at all. That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids.
Why y'all like having so many kids?
I don't. I got 4 with one woman, one beautiful black woman.
That's amazing. But yeah. I just go, why? Like Nick Cannon got 92 kids. And like,
that's your fault.
No, that's not my fault.
Yeah, because you took the spot from him. If he'd have had daytime TV,
he wouldn't have had time to make no kids. He wouldn't have had time to make no more babies.
That's right.
Oh, so you saying so when the show was taken, was depressed.
He was fine.
Because y'all will have sex no matter what. Y'all have sex when you get a great job. Mm-hmm. You have sex when you're feeling confident. Mm-hmm. You have a sex when you're depressed. Mm-hmm. You want to have sex when you done lost your job. You want to have sex when you... It's no matter what. You will always want to have sex. Mm-hmm. And then you got the woman over here like, damn, I got to take the kids. They got soccer practice. Mm-hmm. So one of them sick. They got to go to school. Mm-hmm. It's a book reward. And y'all like, damn all that. Mm-hmm. Let's have sex. I'll never understand it.
That's very important what you're saying. Like setting and mood matters.
It does.
Right? For women.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, yeah. But y'all like to do things like a woman will say, can you just give me a massage? Because her feet really hurt. Mm-hmm. Y'all start rubbing for 3 seconds.
And then we go up.
And then you go up. And you don't see nothing wrong with it. And then you mad because we mad.
Because in our mind, massage means let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. And it's like, you want to go there. And I realize men from 2 marriages, like sex is like breathing to y'all. You have to have it. Men, y'all are pretty simple.
Women don't?
No, it is not like breathing to us. Okay, when you're in your 20s and your 30s, it is like breathing. Yeah. Like people think about sex, girls think about sex all the time. Mm-hmm. But we just age different. Other stuff starts coming in into our mind. But y'all, the baby could be crying and y'all still will have sex. Baby is over there, could be suffocating. And you're like, he gonna be all right. Mm-hmm. It's gonna take but another minute. Give me 60 more seconds and we'll be all right. And the mother is like, but I gotta get to my child. And y'all like, uh-uh, just hold on. You're 45 more seconds. Mm-hmm. And so you very.
What gives you that feeling now then?
Great conversation. If I see things that are sexy to me is when you are like committed, when you are like ambitious, when you are. When I was talking to John Batiste, talking about creativity, I love a man that's creative. I love a man that loves great conversation because physically, I'm practical. You can't be throwing me up in the air and think my knee gonna stay in place. Mm-hmm. So like you got like I'm one of them fragile dolls that been on the shelf with the fine china. So when you take me down, like you know when them dolls like it will break. You got to be like careful with me. Like Jess Hilarious, she put her legs everywhere. Jess and then she still be talking mess and she did, and you could just throw Jess Hilarious every which way, bang her up on
so
the.
So you don't want Pound Town.
No. I just heard the lyrics to that.
Pussy pink booty
all
brown.
Oh my God, I was like, what are these girls talking about nowadays? When did talking about your booty hole be sexy to people?
You got
when...
to have her on daytime TV.
Because she's going to be like, this auntie, okay, go on, old lady. What is wrong? When did just getting money and get showing your booty hole to dudes become sexy? So me, I come from the school of let him imagine something. Don't just come and show him every day. Don't just, when did your booty become like the emphasis now?
That's not fair, though, because our generation was like that. Lil' Kim and Foxy
Yes, we had our wild side.
It was like that, too.
But I just feel like these girls, we don't have anything to balance it. Because back then when you had Lil' Kim and everybody, you had Latifah going, U-N-I-T-Y.
That's true.
You had Queen Penn. You had Lauryn Hill.
I mean, you have a Rhapsody now, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think you have enough.
You have
and
yeah,
so
you
that's all you're getting is that, oh, I'm about to call.
Lord have mercy.
Jesus Christ.
This is COVID.
Man, this is COVID.
It is
COVID.
Not
I don't
COVID.
Care what you say.
It's because
I told
I'm...
you stop riding that train. You be still, you still on that
you train.
I'm still on the train.
Exactly.
I'm still on the train.
You still on the train.
It's because I'm getting passionate about one time. I'm still on the train.
Jesus train germs. Christ.
Because I have to show, no, you just, everybody on the train, millions of people ride the train all the time. And I'm trying to show my son how to ride the train, except I keep getting lost. So I'm not showing him anything. Mm-hmm. We get lost everywhere. Mm-hmm. But he need to learn how to ride a train because he don't have the money to take an Uber. I take an Uber.
You are struggling over there.
I am. No, but my shoulders aren't heaving.
And that's sexy Rand said, yeah, my booty hole, but what about your throat? Okay.
Oh my God. And I have nothing against
Sexy Red.
Miss Red. I have nothing against Miss Red. I just feel like we are women.
Cough. Just cough. Just cough.
What would you do if you was on TV right now?
I don't know. That's always. Oh my God. When I tell you, in my whole 30 years of being, I've never had a coughing fit. Ever,
really?
Ever,
really?
Ever. I must be sinning. I must be doing something wrong because Jesus never lets me. I've never had a coughing fit. And I've always prayed, please don't let me have a coughing fit on a live show.
Now we want to see it.
No, don't wish that on me. Don't wish that on me. Because then Leslie Jones will not leave me alone. That's all I need is to be coughing on the air. Leslie's going to be like, this bitch got COVID and she's giving it to everybody.
Everybody.
I can feel it through
that's
the TV.
That's how I feel right now.
You don't have COVID.
I'm going to tell everybody that I got COVID tomorrow.
Take a couple days off and blame it on Sherry Shepard.
Sherry Shepard gave me COVID.
Oh, my God.
I'm going Tamron and say that.
Who's Tamron and say that? Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Don't do that to me.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Don't do why would you do that to me? That's my sis, Tamron. Oh, my gosh. The queen. But no, I just feel like women, young women today, they also need the other side.
Yep.
But I think we got too much of this side of everything is about our bodies. Mm-hmm. And so where's the woman that's singing about the other stuff, the more positive stuff? So that's all I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, for me at this age, I don't think that's going to work, me going to a man going, my booty hole thick. They're going to be like, okay, I don't know what they say.
She said brown.
Oh, brown, whatever.
Brown. Thick booty hole. That sounds like something you buy at the meat market.
Okay.
Or some of that
first
thick
of
booty
all,
hole. You just said 6-pound booty hole.
I don't see what the difference is between booty hole brown and booty hole thick. It's the same. It's nasty. It's all nasty.
Jesus, I don't know how we got the booty holes.
I don't know how we did either.
Oh, man.
That's not going to work for somebody like me. Somebody like me coming and singing that kind of song, they're going to be like, if you don't go home and turn on Golden Bachelor and leave us alone.
What the hell is Golden Bachelor?
The TV show.
It's the TV show.
I don't know. That's no Golden Girls.
It got the highest ratings on ABC. They have a bachelor who's 72 years old.
Did you have a crush on The Bachelor? No, I did not have a crush on The Bachelor. But I did like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I thought it was pretty good. But they have Golden, so it's...
Yes, he is 72 years old, and it is all women over like 55 vying for his attention. Highest rated show on ABC right now.
I gotta watch it.
It's amazing. And there was one woman came and opened up her robe. And I was like, okay, that stuff used to work when you was 20. You can't go showing a 72-year-old man. Because it's just some stuff that ain't right.
Damn.
That we supposed to hide. Right now, I got to do the bait and switch. Like, right now. Like, young boys be coming to me, and I'm like, I got to do a little bit of bait and switch.
What's the bait and switch?
The bait and switch is like, I don't want you to know I be tweezing my chin hairs anymore. A little young boy walking in the room, see me tweezing my chin, he going to be traumatized. Ooh, that's going. I don't want him to see me filing that, you know, look, like, rubbing my bunions. That's going to hurt him.
Yeah.
You know, he don't need to see me lotioning my feet like 3 or 4 times and then going to get the oil and put more lotion on. He don't need to see my feet absorbing all that moisturizer and then still be ashy. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's just stuff that, you know, when you get this age, you know what your conversation is with your girlfriends? Mm-hmm. The medication that you taking.
You ain't lying.
When
I tell you last night. Right?
Charlamagne.
I was on the phone with Duval. And I'm walking into CVS, and I ain't even realize it. And I'm talking. You're like, what you doing? I said, oh, picking up my cholesterol medicine.
Picking up. Here's how you know when you at an age, when you at the doctor's office, and they go, are you on any other medication? You're like, yeah, I'm on rosuvastatin. I'm on Valsartan. And you know the names of your medication.
That's right.
You
know
one is for blood pressure. I'm on metformin because of my diabetes. You know, when you used to walk in my room, just why I don't want to traumatize a young one, when they be coming up to, hey, mama, and all, you fine and all this. When you walk into my bedroom, my dresser used to look so pretty. It had candles on it. It had a Kama Sutra book. It was like setting the mood. If you walk in my room now, it looked like a pharmaceutical. It looked like a pharmacy sitting. I got melatonin to help me go to sleep. I got something to help me wake up. I think I may have Pepto-Bismol sitting right there. Because sometimes I wake up and I'm like, ooh, what did I eat? It's just things going on. I got hot flash medication.
You try to make it sound cool. You be like, that statin, I'm on that statin.
I'm on that statin.
Yeah.
I got strips for this. I got my diabetes monitor. I got to put on my glucose. My phone be going off because it's like blood sugar too low, blood sugar too high. It's like, you know, so first of all, if we snuggling, you going to wake up because this alarm going off because my diabetes is acting up. So I have to do a bait and switch. I can't let them see. Because I'll be telling women, stop telling these men everything when you first meet them.
Sherry, do you hear yourself? Have you heard yourself the last?
They know everything anyway.
Well, they know everything anyway.
They know everything.
But here's the thing about being my age now. I don't care.
That's right. That's right.
Because somebody going to come in there and say, you know what? I can get past that. I can do all that. Because here's the thing. You can get with a 22-year-old if you want to. And that's good. She brings you a freshness and a vitality.
Right.
But say Frankie Beverly and Maze and see what you get. See the blank look on her face.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be like, wait a minute, who? Frankie, who is that? Tell her that that somebody did a remix of somebody's song. And she going to be like, wait a minute, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can give you.
That's right.
You can have some good. Tell me, when you say your knees hurt, my knees hurt too.
That's right.
I'll
pick up my prescription for me.
I can pick up your prescription for you.
Prescription
and I know, Charlamagne, okay, you married and I respect that, but let's say you were single. I know if you get that look on your face and your face goes slack, I'm going to run in there and get that red pill. I know that. And I know I got to give you that red pill within 10 minutes of your face going slack. You know what a 22-year-old going, she going to be like, oh, my God.
That's right.
Is it feel good? Is it feel good? You want me to do it some more? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And you over there freaking and your
having
arm that rolls up. And she's like, oh, God. Okay, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. My booty hole thick. My booty hole. I know the signs of a stroke, Charlamagne.
Right. You got to recognize
I know your heart. I know to get that dad going because I know somewhere in there we got a heart monitor and an oxygen thing to put on your finger.
Oh,
okay,
man.
So that's what you're not going to get from the 22-year, but you're going to get it from Sherry. Okay?
Right.
I know
that's
how to call your mom and talk to her. I know when you're going crazy. And when I say to you, I'm going to call your mama. The way I call your mama, you know to act up.
That's right.
To act right.
That's right.
Sherry Shepherd, ladies and gentlemen. Season 2.
I got a talk show.
Season 2. Make sure you check it out.
Oh,
we appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you. And Jess Hilarious, come on, girl. We want you.
There you go. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Thank you for joining us. It's Sherry Shepherd, ladies and gentlemen.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.